T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Randy Cross, 3-time Super Bowl champion, former San Francisco 49er, joins Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Randy, please tell me you didn't hear any of that.
Oh, I heard the whole thing.
Randy, we are in San Francisco.
Our deepest apologies, Randy.
Yeah. Well, you know, there are you know, times that you probably do flinch when you see a Tommy Bahama shirt. So now you know.
Before we dive into the Niners in the game against Atlanta this weekend, your thoughts on what happened in Los Angeles regarding the dismissal of Jeff Fisher. Was it the right move for the Rams? And who do you think could be the leading candidate to end up in L.A.? Possibly John Gruden coming out of the booth?
Yeah, I don't know about Gruden. Gruden would be a good PR move. I'm not sure from a football standpoint exactly what you'd be getting. But, you know, I thought making the move they did with Fisher was good. I don't think they're done when it comes to who's not going to be there. You got a guy like Kroenke that's moved his organization to L.A. L.A. was obviously very excited. They sold a bunch of tickets. They got a bunch of hype. And so far, it's been sort of a dull splat as far as, you know, pizzazz in L.A. And now they can't even do the most basic things. And watching that game last week, which I did, was so frustrating because you're sitting there watching alleged professional receivers who can't use their hands, you know, and that just speaks to coaching, that speaks to concentration, that just speaks to, man, it's time to get some invigorated thought going on in this place.
How tough is it then in a short week with an interim coach for the Rams to go up to Seattle and compete with a team hungry for the number 2 seed?
Well, they'll be fine until it sort of slips into the SOS, you know, when it goes into the same old stuff and the bad stuff starts happening, teams like that tend to, you know, kind of get comfortable. That's the problem with being like that. I mean, there's a reason, you know, I know at the beginning of my career, Bill Walsh was the head coach going into my 4th year. He was my 5th head coach. So I was pretty familiar with rotating locks on the doors for the coaches. It's not a very unifying situation in general. It's something that can affect the whole place from top to bottom. And I don't expect much out of the Rams. I would expect them to maybe be a little more fired up to start with, but I'm not sure they'll really know why.
Randy, you know how it is. Feelings don't think, they just react. Meaning that, you know what, I'm emotionally, I'm up this day, so I'm going to go on an eating binge, so I'm just reacting. How do you get a team that's, you know, reacting and feeling the way that the Rams are, and just other teams, Cleveland as well, how do you get them to get back to the fundamentals? How do you get these guys to change that whole feeling instead of just reacting?
Well, I don't think you do it in a week. I don't think that's – when you're – sort of habitually that bad and habitually make that many mistakes, you know, you don't change a mental approach. You don't change a culture. You don't change, you know, how you practice, what you do, all that. That doesn't change just because one guy gets fired. You can change the name of a drill. You can change the order of the sequence of a practice, maybe, to make it seem different. But, I mean, that's something that you need time. When that happens, and whoever takes over that job, you know, they need to really do a hard look. And the Rams, Kroenke's got to decide, you know, who he is as a football team, who they are as a football organization, how they want to play, what they want to do, and who the best people are to get it there. And the formula hasn't changed dramatically, guys. It's, you know, are you going to put a football person in charge who will then, you know, hire the coach and whatnot, or are you going to take the approach where I want the football guy to be my head coach, and he's going to tell me what kind of personnel people he wants around him to get the kind of players that he wants? So I would expect Kroenke to probably react in the latter way. I think he's going to he's going to make some pretty significant changes because, you know, especially in L.A., you're not going to fill up that shiny new place or anything but a big rock concert if they don't get their stuff together.
Three-time Super Bowl champion Randy Cross joining Joe Lo and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. Randy, it hasn't been easy to watch the 49ers this year. There are a few minimal bright spots, one of which should be a high draft pick come next April. What does this organization need to do to get this train back on the track, specifically as it pertains to front office management and coaching? Do you stand pat and wait it out, or do you make some changes?
Well, it kind of goes back to what I was just talking about, in my opinion. And, you know, it's not an opinion that's heard very often, I guess, in those parts. But, you know, you've got to decide what the hell you are. And I don't buy the garbage about, well, you know, our personnel is not a running personnel, or we're not a passing personnel, or, you know, not exactly something you want to hear in a full sentence the first week of December when you've only won one game. I think what they need to do, and obviously, you know, Trent Baalke's got a lot of eyes on him, and everybody thinks that's the cure. Well, you know, think of this. Who hires and fires the coach? You know, who's the guy that's the football guy? Who's running that organization from a football standpoint? I'm not talking about the business standpoint. I'm talking about the football standpoint. Who's the number one football guy in that big new mausoleum down there in Santa Clara / San Jose? And that's what you need. You need that one voice, one person in charge, whether it's your coach, your GM, a president, whoever. I think that's what the Niners, more than anything, have needed forever. In that brief period with Jim Harbaugh, didn't change their structure, but he sure changed a lot of attitudes around there. And I think by sheer force of will, things went his way. He was that voice for a period of time. Then everybody got butthurt. They weren't getting enough credit. So you had to start, you know, pulling in different directions, and you sort of got what you deserved.
Great analysis from Randy Cross here on 95.7 The Game. Independent, Randy, of that person who will come in, hopefully, and guide this ship, do you think that Chip Kelly and his offensive system can work in the National Football League?
Yeah, I guess ideally, yeah. I mean, it's based on the run, which is something you can't be too much against in this league if you've paid attention to the teams that have been really successful. I mean, how about if you watched New England the other night? Can you name five players besides Tom Brady that touched the ball? Maybe LeGarrette Blount, I'll give you that one. You know, maybe an Amendola, okay, I'll give you that. But after that, really?
There's that Hogan guy.
And they're running the ball good.
Randy Moss.
You know, yeah, they're running the ball really well, and they've got a very underrated offensive line. And the key to that organization, they've always stayed good at the line of scrimmage. And I think that's something you have to really look back at and say, you know, well, look how we were and look how we are. And, you know, for one thing, I would advise whoever's doing the evaluations, maybe you leave the Pac-12 down lineman the hell alone for a year. And you go somewhere else in the country, and you look at other players and other kinds of, you know, O and D linemen. Not to say that Pac-12 linemen aren't that good, but, you know, I mean, I don't know. I think you've made some evaluations. You know, I understand that organization loves their metrics. And, you know, I think that's a diet plan, if I'm not mistaken. But I don't know what they're trying to do with that, but you can't be good old-fashioned evaluation, especially when it comes to the guys that put their hands on the ground. Everybody wants to say, oh, you got to have a quarterback. Well, you had one in Alex Smith, and nobody was smart enough to keep him.
Boom. Always love catching up with the three-time Super Bowl champion and one of the best in the business, former 49er Randy Cross with Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Randy, thank you so much for your time. Happy holidays, and we look forward to catching up with you again in the future.
Merry Christmas to all of you. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.